You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
Today is Blessed Monday. We are here to pray by God's grace. We thank God for another day. And our theme for this month is Jesus, my Savior, from Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. We'll be dwelling on this throughout the month of December, and we'll experience the saving power of Jesus this month more than ever before in Jesus' mighty name. His saving power from sin and the consequences of sin, like such as sicknesses, are all the consequences of sin. So this month, as we go through this theme, it's our prayer that in every area we'll experience the saving power of Jesus. Amen. Today we are looking at the blessing of forgiveness, based on which we are going to pray. Scripture today is Matthew 1:21, and he shall bring forth a son, as we read, and he shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. The first blessing of knowing Jesus as our Savior is full forgiveness of sins. Full forgiveness of sins. Believers and music ministers stand acquitted, washed, and accepted in the beloved through the blood of Jesus. Accepted in the beloved, talking about the body of Christ, through Jesus' blood. So without forgiveness of sins, salvation will not be complete. At the entry point, there is the forgiveness of sins, justification by the blood of Jesus. And it comes through forgiveness as the first step. Now, we see in Colossians chapter 1, verse 14, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. It's my prayer that as we have been forgiven by the Lord, we'll show forth this grace in forgiving others in the name of Jesus. We are praying our first prayer from Colossians chapter 1, verse 14. And we are praying that, Lord Jesus, thank you for redeeming me and forgiving me of all my sins. If you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, and maybe you've heard about this Jesus, but you've never believed and accepted him into your heart, I want to assure you, according to God's word, that there's forgiveness of sins according to Colossians chapter 1 verse 14. You don't have to go and pay someone for your sins to be forgiven, or you don't have to go and bow down to some idol or some statue or travel to some far land. The God whom we serve, the creator of heaven and earth, he is right here. Wherever you are, he is there. And all you have to do is to ask the Lord for forgiveness of any wrongdoing or any sin that you've committed against him. And as I'm speaking to you, I know that you've been convicted in your heart where you know what or some of the things you have done which are not okay. But it's not just about the act of sin, but sin its entirety, sin in its nature, that where the heart of man will constantly want to commit ills against each other and against the creator of heaven and earth, that nature, it is only the blood of Jesus that can take care of it. So just say this short prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies upon my life. This day, I ask you for your mercy forgiveness concerning, Lord, even wrongdoings, any sin that I've sinned against you, please have mercy upon me and wash me with your blood. I ask you to be my Savior from this day and forever. And Lord, let me be your servant even as you are my Lord. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so that I can have the grace and the ability to serve you wholeheartedly. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. So we are praying, as I mentioned earlier, Lord Jesus, thank you for redeeming me and forgiving me of all my sins. Let's lift up thanksgiving unto the Lord. We give you praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory. Thank you for redeeming us, for forgiving us of all our sins. Thank you, Lord, for taking over the weight of sin, removing the weight of sin and its consequences from our lives, Lord. We give you all the praise. In Psalm 103, verse 12, we read, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us.
Amen.
We are praying that, Father, let the joy of total forgiveness fill our hearts and our ministries in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to pray.
In the name of Jesus, we thank God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let the joy of total forgiveness fill our hearts, O Lord. And our ministries in the name of Jesus. The joy of total forgiveness. The joy of total forgiveness that comes from the revelation that, Lord, you have separated us from our sins as far as the east is from the west. In the name of Jesus, reveal Psalm 103, verse 12 in our hearts, Lord, and let us be filled with joy. Filled with joy, filled with joy, filled with joy for your forgiveness of sins. We are praying our last prayer from 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God has made available his mercies, knowing that even in these earthen vessels, we make mistakes, we err. And yet he has made the provision not only of taking care of past sins, but any sin at all, he has already made the provision by his mercy through the blood of Christ Jesus. And so we are praying, thanking the Lord for this provision, that, Father in heaven, cleanse me afresh and keep my heart tender and repentant in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to pray. Cleanse us, O Lord, afresh and keep our hearts tender, tender and repentant, not stone-hearted, not hardened-hearted, Lord, but hearts of flesh, not of stone, in the name of Jesus. Keep our hearts, Lord, tender, in the name of Jesus. Lord, to always look up to you for forgiveness and not to be hard-hearted, in the name of Jesus. To appreciate, Lord, your provision of mercy, divine mercy, and forgiveness in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Let's lift up a song of thanksgiving unto the Lord.
You umpar us, who your domain command. Yami, lift your voice and sing with me. You, Amparase, Woyodomankoma, Yami, oh, Ti. Shall see near.
To Christ in this service, please contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unseen and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.